Hi, this is May.
And I'm Joy.
Welcome to the QWERTY Writing Life podcast, where we have candid chats about our creative lives.
May and I are friends, writers, and creatives who want to share our endeavors out loud.
On this podcast, we're here to encourage each other, and you too.
And share tools we've discovered or made up.
So you can follow your passions with a little support. So grab your tea.
Or your coffee.
And let's get started. Another week, and we are happy to be here with you. And the first thing that we are going to do is talk about our creative weeks. And be ready, because we're going to have a surprise.
Yeah.
But you're not going to know when it's going to come.
Way to build the suspense there.
You know, the right amount of suspense is always nice.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so hopefully we'll have the right amount of suspense. So Joy, what did you do this week?
So this week, I have been working on revisions on a very special project, of which we might be speaking in a moment. I can't say, though. Building suspense. Anyway, so as I was working... I know, we really are. So as I was working on the revisions, I was thinking about how much of a creative endeavor it is. And, you know, sometimes we see a lot of writers will just kind of bemoan the fact that they're going through revisions and edits, and, you know, it can feel very overwhelming and very like you're in the middle of a tunnel and there's absolutely no light anywhere. So I totally get that. I've felt that way. But it's also such a creative thing, because what you're doing when you are doing these revisions is you are having to visualize the big picture of what you've got, and then you're figuring out ways to move the little pieces of it around to just make it a much more beautiful piece. And so that's just kind of the creative way to look at revisions.
I love revisions. Can I just say that out loud? I love them. The first draft part is always the hardest for me, because it's so sparse in some cases, and maybe even the story is not completely fleshed out yet, and you don't really know exactly what you want to say until you get to the end. And the revision process, kind of, to me, is like being able to redo a conversation where you said things poorly.
That's so true. Oh, yes.
Does that make sense?
It does. Because how many times do you go home and you replay a conversation you had and you're like, oh, if I would have just said, oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. So what creative thing did you do this week?
I'm going to be totally honest with you, Joy.
I'm so glad that you are. Please do.
So the creative thing I did this week was find all of the different ways that I could survive through the week. It was a tough one, guys. It was a really tough week. There were so many things. And it's not like there was an emergency or anything like that. And that wasn't, there's no one ill or hurt or anything like that. But it was just a lot of stuff that came into my life this week, and that was all priority, like all on the same level of priority. And so it had to be done right here, right now. And I'm busting it trying to get all of that stuff done. And there was just not a lot of creative time during the week. And that stunk. It really did. Except, okay, so the closest thing that I had to creative time was a conversation with Joy that we had on our nonfiction craft book series. And just getting some things straightened out as far as structure, getting the things that we need, a list of the things that we still need in order to put in there. And we are almost ready to run it into edits. And we actually decided in this meeting that we were going to share some things with you. Actually, one particular thing. And the suspense is over, because we have reached the place where we cannot even hold it in anymore. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be one of the first to hear our title and topic for our nonfiction craft series. And without further ado, our title is...
I feel like we should have had a drum roll. Finders Keepers, a practical approach to find and keep your writing critique partner.
Are we excited?
Yay! I'm so excited.
Yay! So as you know, Joy and I write, and we write with each other, and we're critique partners, so we have excellent expertise on the subject. So excited to share that with you guys, because when we were looking for information on how to be a good critique partner, we couldn't really find any that was clear and concise and practical and all in one place. So we've done that for any future writers out there who would like a critique partner. Ta-da.
We have literally written the book on it. I'm just super excited to have this book out and in the hands of other writers who are like we were not all that long ago, who wanted to be critique partners, but we had no clue how to do that. And we felt a little lost, and so we kind of made it up as we went along. There was a lot of trial and error, but yeah, I just want this to be a help for other writers like us.
Exactly, and hopefully we'll be able to cut some of that trial and error time off for a group of people who want to work together in this fashion.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what we want.
Guys, we did not plan this. I promise you we did not plan this. But guess what? Tonight is the second part of a two-part series on support teams. Last week was all about the ties that bind, which that was family and friends. And tonight is our creative ties. So like our creative community, our writing community, which includes our critique partners. So yes, there you go.
But not just critique partners. We're going to talk about a bunch of different types of support teams.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But I promise we didn't plan it, but it just worked out so well.
Let us know what you think about the title, guys, because yes, we're pretty in love with it.
Yes. And yes. I just have to share with y'all that we were working on kind of a boring title because, you know, it's nonfiction. You want to make sure that it's clear what the book's about. And, you know, there's all these keywords and SEO and all that kind of stuff that we won't get into because that's not creative and fun, although it can be. But anyway, but we still, like, I could see on both, well, I knew about my face, how it felt. And I could see on May's face, like, we weren't feeling it. Like, it wasn't us. And this was a 2:30 in the morning situation where May blurts out, "Finders Keepers." And I was like, "Huh, that's it." So there you go. That is how it came to be. It was literally a 2:30 in the morning epiphany.
It was. It was a 2:30 in the morning epiphany. But also, it's talking about trusting your gut, right?
Yeah.
So when we heard it, we were both like, done.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, and trusting your gut, I think, is a huge part of creativity, just knowing when things are right and when things are wrong, even if you can't pinpoint why it's wrong, just being able to say, I need to look further into this situation. And I think that's why all the other titles were so hard, because they weren't right.
I think you are 100% right. I agree. Because I've had that a number of times happen. And when you have the right thing, you know it. You just do.
Yeah, you just do.
Yeah.
Okay, we definitely need to start talking about support teams for sure. And it's such an important topic, too, because, you know, we've got the ties that bind with the family, and you can listen to that episode. It was the last one. It was episode 18. 18. Yes, about that. And this one is kind of like the ones that you choose, that are within your creative circle. And that's kind of a nice thing to do and to have, especially if you aren't able to find it in the other kind of relationships. So we'll talk about that as well.
I think the first thing that, the first way that our fellow creatives can support us is just through a mutual understanding. Okay. Here's the thing. We're all in the trenches together. We're all going through the same process. And I think just having people around you who you know are dealing with the same things or struggling with the same things or are excited about the same things that you are and just kind of gets that unique challenge of being a creative, that just lifts us up and gives us the strength to keep going. I think that's one of the just coolest things.
There is a limit to how much you can say and how much you can expect someone to pay attention to you if it's not one of their passions. Mm-hmm. So there's almost a limit of how much you can say about your creative endeavor to someone who doesn't share it. Now, before this episode even started, Joy and I talked for about 2.5 hours about writing and craft and story. And we didn't get bored with each other. We actually were like, we have to eventually record a podcast, right? So, of course, Joy is a part of my support team that is falling in line with that creative commonality. And she and I can go on, and we have gone on and on for days about this stuff. And she never gets tired of me, and I never get tired of her. And that is such a huge blessing. And in order to have somebody that you can share that with. And I got to tell you, I think I needed it. I really did. I feel a lot better after we've had that long conversation about our creative endeavors, where we are, how we are, what we're excited about in literature, and not just with the book that we're writing right now, like with literature in general. We talked about classics. We talked about a book haul that I got from the Goodwill today.
Like, she got some good stuff. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. I have a really good Goodwill. So it's not just about what you're working on either. Like it could possibly be only that if you had a critique partner that wanted to keep it professional, but we're all about the professional and the personal. And I love that about the relationship that I have with her. And I hope that you have that too with someone.
Yay. I feel so special.
Having those people around you who share your passion is super important, and we can support each other in a multitude of ways. And having that mutual understanding of where we are and what we're doing together is huge, but also like sharing craft knowledge mm-hmm. is a huge deal as well. So you learn much faster. And I think sometimes you even internalize what you learned faster or what you're trying to learn faster when someone else is teaching you that. And especially if it's somebody that you respect. So would you say?
Yeah. And I think also if you're sharing what you're learning too, just the speaking it after you've already kind of brought it in, putting it out, it adds another layer of locking that in and really solidifying it in your understanding of what it is, you know? And so, yeah, definitely. You learn so much faster and better when you're doing it together. Mm-hmm. You know, and another thing is just the accountability. You know, we keep each other accountable. We know what each other is working on. You know, we know when we have deadlines. We know when we have projects that we're wanting to work on and things like that. And we can also speak the truth and give that tough love. You know, when you have a close enough relationship, like you've been friends for long enough to where you can do that and you can be like, you know, May can look at me and be like, Joy, you gotta slow down. You look even more like a vampire than usual and you need sleep. Okay. She can tell me that kind of thing. Right. So it's those kinds of things too. And then
I can tell her that, but then she won't listen, but at least I get to say it.
So. I'm a little stubborn.
And about the accountability thing, I found that when I finally found a good creative friend and a good creative support team, and actually there are a few people in that support team now, when I found people who are in the support team who actually were producing something in their creative endeavor as well, so whenever I found people who were writing, it encouraged me to write. So before, I found people who were, you know, wonderful people who had wonderful personalities and that sort of thing, but they weren't writing. And so I there was a lot of pontificating instead of actually writing. And I got tired of that eventually and wanted to be a producer, you know, someone who does what they say. And when you get to that point, you need to surround yourself with people who are at that point too, or you might lose that fire. You might lose that motivation.
Yeah. That's definitely a motivating thing. I mean, when you see these people and you surround yourself with these people who they're on it, they're working toward their dreams to making them a reality, then it just really lights that fire, like you were saying. So, and then from these communities, you can get the more intense or more specific help, like critique partners, like we were talking about when, like, our book is about. And then you can find beta readers, you can find editors, you can find friends to kind of help you give some feedback on all sorts of different things, okay? So if you've written a book, maybe you need help with your blurb, or maybe you've got a book that's about to come out and you want some feedback on the cover, or maybe you're building your author website for the first time, you know, things like that. And then maybe even a little bit of a therapist. I think we do that for each other.
I think we do. I think it's so interesting how you're probably more free to tell the truth in your writing than you do out loud in your real life. Mm-hmm. And so if you have somebody who's like, I think we might need to talk about this particular situation, or maybe the scenario or the scene or the sentence or something like that, like, is there something that you're dealing with right now that you need some help with, or, you know, you just need to say out loud? And, you know, with the understanding that we are not professional counselors, we're able to kind of flesh out that little bit of stuff. And sometimes it ends in tears, sometimes it ends in laughter, but it always ends with some sort of contentment about having it out loud and having somebody else know.
Yeah, that's so true. So very true. And so, you know, one of the things, you might not have a community built right now. Maybe this is something that you are wanting to seek for. And I think a great reference point for you guys would be our episode 13. It's called Finding the Creative in Your Community. And we talk a lot about just local places where you can go and look for other creatives just right around you in real life. So go back to episode 13 for that. But then we also have some QWERTY recommendations for some incredible online writer support groups. And guys, there are a ton. So we're only going to reference a few that we're part of that we have greatly benefited from and we are so thankful for.
So the first one that we're going to talk about is a group called Writer Moms, Inc. This is on Facebook and it's on Twitter as well. So you can kind of just
and Instagram.
Type in. Oh, and Instagram. Yes. They do a really cool bookstagram with their Instagram page. And so all of the people who have published books within the Facebook page, they send in pictures, like bookstagram pictures, and they are put onto the Writer Mom Inc. Instagram page. And so everybody can kind of see each other's books and support each other in that way. And that's so fun, too, to see how everybody else is producing things around you, and that's just such a visual to incorporate into your motivational, you know, toolbox, I guess you would say.
Yeah, that's Autumn and Everly have Writer Moms Inc., and they are so supportive, and yeah, super supportive group. And then there's Writer Mom Life, and that one is more geared toward indie pubbing moms. Okay, so if you're an indie author and mom, then that's a great place. They're primarily on Facebook, the Facebook group, but they're also on Twitter and Instagram as well. And then there's the Women in Publishing Summit. Now, there are two groups. There's a public group that anyone can be part of, and there's excellent information on there. But once a year in March, they have an actual summit. It is online, so you can be part of it from wherever you are. And it's a free summit, which is really incredible. But if you pay for it, you get all of the links and all of the videos that you can watch anytime. So you don't have to just watch it live. And trust me, it is worth the investment. It's only, I believe it was only $60 last year. I think I'm right on that. So it's very, very cheap. For something that you can keep. And if you purchase it, then you're also part of a member group. And that is super beneficial. I mean, you get opportunities to kind of network with people all over. So.
And the topics are things that you're going to want to revisit. Mm-hmm. So we do encourage you for this one particularly, because we know what the topics are or have been, and the quality of the speakers as they have been. We feel like this next year is going to be another phenomenal year. So we do really think it's going to be something you're going to want to revisit. So, and we also have the Motivated Writer Facebook page. This one's pretty fun too. This is hosted by Jamie Raintree, and she puts a post up every Monday that says, what's your plan for the week? And then every Friday it's like, so how'd you do? and all of these people, and you'll start recognizing names and stuff as you're more interactive in these groups. And so you'll get to know people, and you can comment and on their personal lives or their writing lives, whatever they decide to share. And it just becomes a friendship at some point.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You have to be active. You can't just, you know, read. You have to be, you have to put a comment down. You have to say congratulations. You have to say, ask a question when you have one. And that just develops the relationships.
Yeah, definitely. And then, if you're more active on Twitter, there are a lot of chats there. Okay. So, there's hashtag WM_chat. So that's the Writer Moms. They do a chat on Monday nights, and actually this Monday night, well, you're going to get this after the fact, but anyway, you can go back and scroll up and look at it. I'm the interview with a writer mom this week, and I'm super excited about that. Can't wait. There's also hashtag chance to connect, the two with a is the number, and that's with Kim Chance, and that's one Tuesday a month. And then there's hashtag story social. That's with Kristen Kiefer. And that's on Wednesday nights, I believe. So I always miss that one, but I've heard such great things about that. And then there is also, I have to give a shout out to my girls, Tari and Kelsey. They had hashtag writers cheer. And I hope that they bring it back. This is my call to y'all. Come on, bring it back. This was on Thursdays, and it was just, every Thursday was just a, okay, write out your writer's cheer. Okay, so what are you cheering about this week? And it was just so positive. And then I think they did, like, once a month, they would have a little chat with it. And then if Instagram is more your jam, then there are tons of follow games on there. And I haven't gotten super involved with it just because I'm not super involved on Instagram. But there is that. And they do have some really fun ones and some good ones where you can kind of interact and get to know people. This is taking it in a different direction, but this is like paid memberships for organizations that are going to give you a little bit more of a professional aspect to the support team part of this. And I am a member of Ally, which stands for the Alliance of Independent Authors. I'm also a member of IBPA. I had to look that up about five times so that I could get it right. It's the Independent Book Publishers Association. And I'm also a member of the Nonfiction Authors Association, which the Nonfiction Authors Association has a free membership plan, and that's what I'm currently on with that. I really have to shout out for Ally specifically. They have a member forum group on Facebook, and it is so helpful. And we'll have all of the links to all of these great groups and things that we've mentioned in the show notes. And just to be perfectly clear, with Ally, the link is an affiliate link since I'm a member. If you use that link and you happen to join them, then I just get a percentage of your membership fee. So that's super awesome. So if you decide to join, that would be great for me that way. But also, say hi when you pop into the member group.
So how can we thank our support teams that we have chosen who have the same passion that we do?
Well, let's see. First of all, be a supportive, creative friend yourself. So, just kind of be there and just encourage one another. And yeah.
You can also make them punny gifts, like with writing or whatever your creative endeavor is. You can have like a pun on there, and you can also write thank you letters and actually mail them with a stamp. Wouldn't that be cool to get a letter from somebody in your support team and just be like, just to let you know what happened last week and how you handled that was so awesome. And I really appreciate that. That's stuff that is so simple and so cheap, and it's just heartfelt and so warming.
I love that. I know that really makes your day when something like that pops up in your mailbox. So here's the other thing that we have to put out there. Okay, what if your supportive team only takes from you? Okay, and that's a big concern. Well, just to be blunt, get out. If that's the situation, if they're just literally, they're just sucking you dry, then that's not healthy. So just get out. But we also have some advice for you on, especially as you get into some of these groups, okay? It's, and here, May and I are the same with this, okay? We're people pleasers. We want to help. We want to, like, always be there to do things for people. But we only have so much time. So when you get into these groups, people are going to be posting, hey, can someone read this? Hey, can someone do this? Can someone? And that's all great, but you can't say yes to everybody, okay? So don't even try. Don't feel like you have to. Don't jump in too quickly. Don't, you know, put yourself out there too much. I mean, yeah, you're going to, as you start to interact more, you're going to kind of form some bonds with certain people. You're going to see some similarities and some common points with those people. And then you can be like, I can help you with this because I've seen some of your stuff. I know a little bit more about you now. Let me see if I can help you with this today because I have a little bit of time. So that's advice from us because we've been there and yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, these relationships, these support teams that you've created, they are give and they are take. They're equal parts give and take. So if you find that you are, if you are someone who is giving too much, then just reevaluate, take a step back, start using your no. Yeah, that's a word that we can use in public. And I'm talking to myself specifically. And also, if you find yourself being a taker, reevaluate and find out what is missing emotionally. Why are you not confident in this area? What is going on? But that is making you, this dependent at this point in time. And, you know, check yourself. I think that that's fair to say. I do, because at some points there in our lives, we're all givers and we're all takers. And it's not always going to be balanced, but we can always try for it to be. And that's all that we're really asking, is that you try.
Yeah. I love the way you said that. You're not always going to be balanced, but you can try for sure. There we go. I know what that's time for.
The QWERTY challenge.
All right. So here's what we've got for you this week. First of all, are you a part of a support team for your creative endeavors? Is it something in person? Is it something online? What have you got going on there? Okay. So if you are, then our challenge is for you to carefully consider how you can be a better team player. Okay. Can you support other creatives in a specific way this week? If so, do it. Okay, that could look like, you know what, my critique partner has been a little down lately. Maybe I could send her a note like we talked about this week or something like that. Or maybe it's, hey, I have a few hours on Thursday this week. Let me check my group online and see if anybody needs some help with something that I could do in this time. Something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, if you've got a group that's taking far more than you're getting, then we encourage you to evaluate that, decide if it's time for you to step away from it. And that's okay too, like we said. All right, next, you knew it was coming, right? Okay, if you don't have a support team of fellow creatives, find yours. Okay, go back to episode 13, find out some ways to go around your community and find those creatives around you. If you're a writer, specifically check out those online groups that we've mentioned. But I am sure that there are groups for artists and there are groups for musicians and there are groups for whatever your creative endeavor happens to be. So go find them. And if you do join any of the groups that we mentioned, be sure to say hi because we'll be there.
So please let us know if you have something special about your support team that you want to share.
And we also would love to hear what you think about our title of our book and what you think about the topic. Yes! So, yay, it is out in the world now, and I am super excited to be able to talk more about this. You guys have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening until the end.
Seriously, you're a trooper.
Do you think QWERTY Writing Life is the bomb?
May, you just said the bomb.
Don't you censor me.
If you think QWERTY Writing Life rocks ice for real,
oh my word,
please rate, review, and share us with others.
If you have questions about this week's episode or want to start a conversation, you can reach us by visiting QWERTYWritingLife.podbean.com.
We'll be back next week with more candid chats for you.